finishing up the hour with Blind Faith on their one and only album, Sea of Joy. That got us to 4 o'clock, where I'm going to stop and do some biz. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ, East Helen, 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246PA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. Yes. And then I'm going to tell you, KGLT is supported by Western Cafe, established before most folks around here were even born. Open every day at 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Serving American-style breakfast and lunch. Famous for the Bobcat breakfast and chicken fried steak, located at 443 East Main in downtown Bozeman, or phone 587-0436. And Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. Okay. Second hour. Let's see. A couple of new things to me. There's a record you see around, and this one I've been seeing for over 50 years and just wondered. It always got rave reviews and stuff. And I dropped into to Wax Museum the other day, and there was a copy, used copy, which I snagged right away. And I was very curious what it sounded like. So it sounds like this. fishing up with the Talking Heads from their fabulous album Fear Music, Life During Wartime. I'm just reading a long interview with Jerry Harrison from the Talking Heads talking about that era, talking about the whole Talking Heads era and stuff, and it sounded pretty exciting. I've heard conflicting reports that at some points the band felt like David Byrne and Brian Eno had taken over, but Jerry Harrison makes it sound like it was a little more democratic than that. Start off Baby Huey from the album called The Living Legend. You heard Listen to Me, produced by Curtis Mayfield, and put out on this Kurt Dumm Records label. Amazing 1971 record. And Baby Huey and the Babysitters had some records out, a couple singles out in the mid-60s. A lot more primitive than that, but from what I've heard from people who saw him, said he was just amazing presence and a big voice. We hear Orchestra Gold, African Psychedelic Rock, that's the name of the album, from 1976 from Mali, Western Africa. And that came up in a discussion, and I mentioned it, and John Fleming up in Missoula said, I can fix you up. And well worth it. I really like that 70s African rock. They were mixing it up pretty well. And that's a good one. They have another one out that's newer, or contemporary, maybe even, just as good. Really pleased with that purchase. And then Talking Heads getting us to here, 421. Let me tell you some stuff. There's always something going on here that looks interesting. Yes.
On display through March 30th at the Holter Museum of Art, two exhibits celebrating Montana's transgender and non-binary communities. In the Bacchus Gallery, Transcend features the paintings of Montana-born Ray Cinerigi. Cinerigi's vivid, large-scale portraits radiate the brilliance of their transgender subjects. And on display throughout the rest of the Holter, Transilience, artwork by transgender, non-binary, and two-spirit artists from in and around Montana. There's more information at holtermuseum.org. Transcend and Transilience through March 30th at the Holter Museum of Art in Helena.
Sounds like a good excuse to go up to Helena. Always enjoy a trip up to the Capitol. See some friends, eat some food, go to the Holter, and generally have a good time. I'll make a note of that for our very busy schedule that we're working on right now. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopstone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room is open daily to 2 to 8 p.m. Order online at bozemanbrewing.com. Let me get that straight. John Cale has a new album out. John Cale was one of the principals of the original Velvet Underground lineup, and he's had a healthy career since, before and after, mostly after. Just an incredible string of records he's made since, I don't know, when did that first one come out? Vintage Violence? I don't know, 68 or 69? And he just put out another one. He's done a really good string recently. And the newest one is called Mercy, and just came out a few weeks ago. And it's been on the high rotation around my house.
Thank you.
Miles Davis from, when is that? 1964, Tokyo. With a great little band, including Herbie Hancock and Tony Williams. Always going to be good. I just love that era of Miles. Though I do enjoy when it went electric and then totally squonky. it's exciting what he was doing. And thumbing his nose at the jazz community who expected him to just be playing My Funny Valentine over and over again, I suspect. Sorry for John Cale. New album's called Mercy. You heard Noise of You. Robert Wyatt from an album called Solar Flares Burn for You. You heard Blimey O'Reilly. And then Miles Davis doing So What. It's 4:40. Have I done this stuff? Not all of it. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar in the corner of 11th and College, next to the FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map.
The Bozeman Symphony's classical series for 2023 has a fiery start. February 25th and 26th at Wilson Auditorium. The concert program opens with Scott Lee's The Fire Beneath, followed by Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5 featuring violinist Cary Krause, and ends with Stravinsky's powerful Firebird Suite. Norman Wynn conducts. Tickets are available at bozemansymphony.org. The Bozeman Symphony, performing Stravinsky, Mozart, and Lee, Saturday and Sunday, February 25th and 26th at Wilson Auditorium in Bozeman.
Got my headphones inside out. That won't work. I broke my good headphones at home the other day, and that was really discouraging. I'm sure I found them at the pawn shop cheap years ago, but they're good ones, and you hate losing stuff like that. Am I ready for more? I think so. Where is it? Oh, over here. I'll be here for another hour and a half, or just about an hour and 15 minutes, and Uncle Duke will come in at 6 to carry on.
I will see. Put to sound all the things that roll around up here in my try to imagine clouds of gray that will carry you away to where you wanna go. Where you wanna go. Where you wanna go. Did you imagine? Did you imagine things you saw could be yours forevermore?
Does the soul walk upon a line, or does it grow like a reed, or does the soul unfold itself like a lotus of countless petals?
Swims through the darkness in my head. The crate of next year's promises
arrived in another town, and the leaves I can't remember are slowly turning brown. Far from the skies, away from her eyes, the golden country kingdom folds its wings and dies. The time they all come home, the predictable successes, I helped her from the carriage made of last year's evening dresses. Oh, the sparkle and the laughter that echoed round the tables, and the trees remembering little birds they murdered in the fables. Far from the skies, away from her eyes, the golden country kingdom.